19. Excerpt 19 from Abash, the article, What are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? If a person wants to work and to observe the Torah and commandments without any reward, only because he wants to serve the king, then he needs to know the greatness of the king. For the measure of his work depends on the extent of his faith in the greatness of the king. For only the greatness and importance of the king give him fuel for work. It is as it is written in the Holy Zohar about the verse, her husband is known at the gates. It means that each one, according to what he assumes in his heart, meaning that by this, he tells us that to the extent that a person assumes in his heart the greatness and importance of the Creator, to that extent he dedicates himself to serving the King. And for this reason, people of this kind, who want to work only in order to bestow, and the whole reason that compels them to engage in Torah and commandments is the importance and the greatness of the Creator, as it is written in the Holy Zohar, that the essence of fear is to work because he is great and ruling. When these people believe that the Creator is clothed in the Torah, and they believe what the Creator said to Israel, I sold you my Torah, it is as though I have been sold with it. When they learn Torah, they want to extract the light of the Torah that reforms him. This is the meaning of what our sages said, he who comes to be purified or comes to purify through the Torah is aided, since the Creator is clothed in the Torah.
We mean this whole thing.
Excerpt 20 from the writings of Abash, letter 62. Man's primary work is to examine the greatness of the Creator. That is, one should delve into the books that speak of the greatness of the Creator. And while delving, one should depict to oneself to what extent our sages, the Tanaim and the Amoraim, and so on, felt the greatness of the Creator. One should pray to the Creator to shine so that he may feel his greatness, so that one can subdue his heart and annul before the Creator, and not follow the currents of the world, which is pursuing only the satisfaction of beastly lusts, but rather that the Creator will open his eyes so he may engage all his life in Torah and work, and in all your ways know him. That is, even when engaging in corporeal matters, it will also be for the purpose of Kedusha, of holiness. But from Lo Lishma, not for her sake, we come to Lishma, for her sake. That is, Lishma is already a high degree, and one must begin from Lo Lishma. In other words, one should be fully aware that pleasure is found primarily in the Torah and work, and not in corporeality. And although at the moment he feels more pleasure in corporeal things, more than he feels in spiritual things, it is because he lacks the qualification in Torah and work, which also depend on faith in the Creator. At that time, through Torah and faith in the Creator, one feels the light in the Torah, and that light reforms him.
Excerpt number 21, Baal HaSulam, Concealment and Disclosure of the Face of the Creator One. One's request to become stronger in believing in his guidance over the world during the concealment period brings one to contemplate the books, the Torah, and to draw from there the illumination and the understanding how to strengthen one's faith in his guidance. These illuminations and observations that one receives through the Torah are called the spice of Torah. When they accumulate to a certain amount, the Creator has mercy on him and pours upon him the Spirit from above. That is, the higher abundance. But once he has completely discovered the spice, the light of Torah that one inhales into one's body through strengthening in faith in the Creator, one becomes worthy of guidance with his face revealed. This means that the Creator behaves with him as is befitting to his name, the good who does good.